Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, cut that music. It's the Outsiders. I'm Hills the Best with my co-host, Mr. President. How you living?
Living large, my dude. What it do?
Man, I can't complain, man. I want to just first start off the show by saying thank you all, UE fans, Hills the Best fans, the cards, the candy, the support. It was overwhelming this past week as I was dealing with a little illness, a little back injury, a little minor setback for a major comeback, as the kids like to say in the neighborhood. I'm overwhelmed with emotion. Said I wouldn't get choked up, but I just want to thank the fans for the concern, the lady fans for their concern. Hello, somebody. And I'm just
welcome.
Grateful.
Well, boy, we glad you back. Speaking on the lady fans, I received a plus size of underwear from one of your biggest fans, and she says, and I'm reading the card right here in front of me. She said, "Daddy, get well soon. I can't wait till you come home again." So I'm just letting you know, Ty, Susie. So I don't know what you've been doing with Susie. But like I say, this is a plus. But this is not even an 18. You know, this makes it in the 20s, right? I'm just saying. You know, for
well,
y'all
I mean,
fellas who don't buy y'all ladies nothing, when I say most of y'all ladies probably like a 1, maybe a 6 at the most. And, you know, some
6, 7,
of y'all
8,
like
yeah.
a 10, right? Right? Somewhere like in a 10. But this one was a 26. So I'm giving you an idea on what we're talking about. We're talking about Super Plus, said Hills the Best, and called them daddy. So, Susie, wants you to get well, and happy that the show is back up and running. Susie, I'm going to speak for Hills, and he said he can't wait to get home.
Well, you know, I'm going to address this quickly before we lose all our sponsorship. Big girls need love, too. I do not mind. It's enough of Hills the Best to go around. Hello, somebody. So, Miss Susie, I don't know about the daddy reference, but Hills the Best is back home. Now, Fred, we got that out the way. We're in week 12 here in Upper Echelon, so we got roughly around 5 games. We're at 6 if you haven't played, but, you know, the guys that have played. 5 more weeks left, 5 more games left. So, we're getting close to the stretch run. Prez, we've had an up and down season. We've had some surprises. Prez, we have a caller. Forget everything else. Let's go ahead and dive in. Joe told me do not play around with this whole time anymore.
Excuse me. That is Jose. Joe left for CBS, and Jose has said he knows you have an obsession for Joe. Joe gone. That's Jose. So, sorry.
Wow.
They don't look the same. You know, Jose. He escaped from Mexico, and he's not going to go across that wall at Donald Trump building. But Jose just stays here with us in studio. Let's go to that caller, because Jose was itching when he kept calling Joe. He thought you was going to deport him. He didn't know what was going on. You okay? It's okay. I'll let him know.
Caller, state your name, team name, just your name. We don't need your team name. What's your first name? Everybody knows who it is.
Man, you know who it is. Austin. Patriot.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, Prez. This is great. The return
you know,
of the Outsiders.
You know I had to call in. You know I had to call in. I've been waiting for this radio show.
Wow. Prez.
I'm not quite sure why you're wasting everybody's time, why you're on the line. But please, why you here? Just, I mean, because that's what we welcome everybody, so I do not want
of course.
Do that. So you have the floor. What would you like to speak about, sir? It's on
whatever,
you today.
Whatever you guys got on the rundown today, I'm just going to join in with y'all. You don't have to stop nothing for me.
Wow.
Just do your thing.
Wow.
So
maybe when we
finish
you guys' topics, we can go into something else.
Now, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I don't know how, you know, when any time that I feel that I'm being evaluated and I need somebody to sit in and watch what I'm doing, I get nervous because I don't like evaluations that often.
Well,
I don't know about
well,
you, Hills.
We got another caller, Prez. We got another caller, man. Let's
oh,
go.
We got him jumping
it's
today.
A
it's jumping today.
It's a party.
It's a party. Caller, oh, my goodness. The expensive DJM. Why did we accept this call?
Gentlemen, ting, ting. How you doing this afternoon?
DJM, what it do, brother?
DJM, how you doing, man? I'm pretty sure, DJM, you aware of Susie. I don't know if you saw those draws. If not, I'll send them to work with Hills tomorrow. They're the biggest pair of draws I've ever seen. They actually got a picture of her sitting in the studio. Her ass takes up the whole love seat. I'm just putting that out there, Hills. You got yourself a winner.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me go ahead and say this quickly. Like I said, before we lose our sponsors, I'm going to tell you right now. If y'all think these gold joysticks and these golden microphones and these new cell phones and these glass screen protectors are free and cheap, I got news for you, buddy. It costs money. For me to go to Charlotte, for me to go to Hilton Head, for me to go to Tampa, Florida this year, hello, somebody, it costs. And it costs to be the boss. So sometimes somebody got to get down and dirty, and I'm willing to do it. So, Susie,
let's go,
daddy's
let's get into
home.
Some Madden.
Let's get into some Madden. Your offense is a little overwhelmed, Chris.
Now that we got DJM online, DJM, I watched your last game against the Cardinals, and I must say you have come light years from a few seasons ago, and I take my hat off to you. You played an outstanding game, and here, you know, my host is laughing, but I don't mean that in any slight. I really do mean that. I watched that game last night, and when I say you took his heart, you took it. That song, "Take My Breath Away," you took it.
Wait
took everything
minute.
From. And
that's the game to do early. You come out, jump on him, hit him in the mouth, and that was the plan, and we executed it perfectly last night.
Wow, well, it was a beautiful win for the Packers organization, and you find a way to keep winning. And like I said, I tip my hat off to you, Austin. You have a big rematch coming up with the Buffalo Bills. You skated,
yes, sir.
You skated back a few weeks ago in that close win that you had. How do you feel about seeing him tonight at 7:30? Do you feel that you will have a repeat performance of a week ago?
We know the Bills like the back of our hand. We're playing with a backup quarterback, and it doesn't seem like nothing's changed. He might end up just getting the job for the rest of the season. I don't know. It's going to be a tough decision.
Absolutely.
That is definitely a game that everyone wants to see. Patriots at Bills.
And
now,
I just want to say I did see I got – predicted to lose by 3 possessions. I will play with that on my mind.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, Fred.
No, I was just curious. You know, I wasn't sure if it was a Hills prediction or a Madden prediction because I was playing my game today and I look up on the screen and the damn EA news blowing up my spot. You understand me? Talking about I was going to beat the Chiefs by 3 touchdowns. I don't need EA Sports giving these people extra 5 hours. Let me go under the radar. So I wasn't sure, was it an EA
Oh, no,
prediction?
It was definitely a Hills prediction. Because
Hold on. First of all, Hills the best old dude writing. Like I told you before, I stay out the scene. That's one of our journalists that we paid for. And also another thing, Mr. Austin, it's a 2-possession game. 47-33 is 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
You're a little bit – you
I
might
thought,
be a little
I thought,
bit in on your head.
I thought it was 47-30. That's 3 possessions. You got 2,
well, you
two
know,
that's still bad enough. 2, there's no
hey,
–
Hey, listen. The journalism – listen, Austin. Hey, That's wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and say this out here on the live, and we'll quickly get into the show. Guys, don't DM Hills the Best. The journalist, he doesn't have a line. DJM don't even know who this guy is that writes our articles for us. He don't even like the guy. So I can't do nothing for you. He doesn't have a cell phone to be reached.
It's all right.
He's
it's
a private guy.
Cool.
So Hills the Best has nothing to do with it. And that guy know who DM'd me last night with that nasty, nasty message. Lucky I didn't kick him up.
I don't know who that is.
All right, man, let's go ahead.
I'm really not
man.
Sure who that is.
We got two guys. No, it wasn't you all. It's two.
I know
it was a guys on the show,
it was
Fred.
A Miami boy, though.
But we got two
I'm
guys.
I'm trying to figure out
Fred,
which
so
one of them it was.
We're gonna share a little. We ain't gonna get in there.
That's all right.
Quickly. Let me ask you guys this. We got three guys on the show. This is gonna be a quick round robin game. Prez has never entertained it. Jose has brought me some new ideas, so I'm going to wing it. So it's a yes or no. We don't need you getting a little long-winded on the show. Well, y'all have wasted a lot of our sponsors. The Green Man deodorant, they are one of our new sponsors. So we basically make sure you got to say this. Yeah, I mean, you know, we
got
to let them know. Andy
as long
Dalton,
as he got
quickly,
down,
we're quickly. Good. All right, quickly. Andy Dalton, is he an MVP candidate? Prez, yes or no?
No.
Austin.
No. He's DJ. Comeback player of the year.
No.
Comeback player of the year.
Comeback player of the year. Okay, we all can agree with that. He's a comeback player of the year. All right, let me ask you another question. Cam Newton, is he the best quarterback in UE right now? Prez.
No.
Austin.
No, because he doesn't do it on every team he goes to, only them Panthers.
Wow. DJM.
Right now, yes. You said right now, right?
Wow. Yeah, right now. Yeah, right now. Right now.
I say yeah, right now, is. Yes, but not the best quarterback overall in UE, you know.
Well, Prez, I already know who you're going to think who the best quarterback, and you have every right to say Mr. Patrick is the best quarterback in the league. But we'll say that
I can agree with that.
Another day. Best running back in the league, Jeremy Lakeford. Yes or no? Prez.
No.
Oh.
No. Tevin Coleman.
DJM.
No. Unequivocally,
wow.
No. I got two back.
Wow.
Tonight. I'm going to show you who the best in the league.
Wow. Oh, wow. 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 I forgot about that game. Now, another quick question. Do the Carolina Panthers go undefeated this season? Prez, yes or no? The regular season,
no.
Regular season only. Regular season only, Prez.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Does he play the Saints one more time?
Yes, he do. He got him one more time.
Then no. I got my dog Lopez.
Okay. DJM, undefeated regular season, Carolina Panthers.
No. I think between Lopez and the Diablos, one of them catch him.
I agree.
All it takes is one bad game.
I agree.
One bad game.
All it takes is one bad game. I agree.
One bad game. Wow. Okay. The it's probably a dumb question, but UE MVP, Mr. Spencer, will he repeat again? Yes or no? Prez, we already know you're going to say yes. Awesome.
Well, I actually have a different question, but go ahead. I'll be last.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. You can go after this.
Spencer,
oh, repeat,
MVP.
Repeat MVP.
He has to be.
Yes. DJM.
Yeah.
I give it a yes.
I have to disagree.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you why I disagree, because it's important that I tell you why. We are dealing with forces beyond Spencer right now. And when I tell you that when you have a 63 overall dude who got 70-man coverages and 70-man being Deion Sanders, Spencer will not be the MVP. It will go to a running back because right now, if you run the ball, you can run for a lot of yards. I ran for 130 yards today. I want to let you know that's the Dolphins' new strategy, so Spencer will not be
Well, you know, Spence already got the MVP type numbers, but we can respectfully disagree. All right, we got two more questions, Jose. Jose, you got to speak English. Aprende?
Jose.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Whoever.
It's okay, Jose.
Got it. Exactly. All right. Hey, Don was on. Hey, I got Don on speed down. Me and him. Anyway, Giants, New York Football Giants, do they win 8 games this season? Yes or no, Fred?
No. I don't know if you saw what I told him in the chat. I told him
that his team
hasn't missed a beat since he's been gone. It looks like the same wheel. So, no, they won't win 8 games.
No, Giants have taken the season. No, they've taken the season off. They're in the Bahamas.
Wow. DJM, come on now.
I think he wins 8. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard not to win 8 games. He's a good player.
No disrespect.
He missed, I think, 2 games.
He beat me last time we played.
He
no
missed,
disrespect, but
he missed
team,
2 games.
He's taking a break.
Well, I mean, all disrespect to Will. He won't win that game. I won't care. My mom, listen. He's going to need a little bit of help to win that game.
Wow.
He's going to need some help.
Wow. Okay. Last question here. Okay. Does the Dallas football team, do they win the NFC East this year? Yes or no, Chris? They're tied currently with the Eagles.
Yes. Smooth will check out soon. Hello, somebody.
Nah. I know Smooth. He's not going to lose this division. He won't.
Tough question, DJM.
It's a tough question. A double-edged sword because, like Prez said, Smooth is known for checking out about week 14. So if it's not going his way, but this looks like a good season.
He promised his fans he'll play all 16 games.
He promised the fans of Philadelphia he will play 16 games this season.
So I need to see his schedule, but, I mean, Fly's grown a lot. He's a good player over there in Dallas. So I'm going to go
with Fly. I don't know what's been up with Fly lately, though. I thought he was on auto. Yeah. Where he talked about
the chat. He had a few things going on.
I know his situation. He's good.
Yeah. So
I got a question.
Go ahead, Austin.
All right. Worst in season move. Talking about a drop player or a traded player. Who made the worst move that backfired on them?
May I go
now,
first?
Yeah, go ahead. Let me ask you a quick question first.
I have a feeling we'll have the same one.
Okay, but quick question first. Will it go in the off season for the past off season also, or just strictly in the
for this season?
Okay. If you don't have one for in season, then you could go to off season.
Okay,
I got
go ahead, DJM. I got two.
You got ramifications across the league, which was Odell Beckham going to Carolina. He didn't need any more firepower. Is Cam that good? I mean, look at the weapons he has. And my second one was Victor Hanna to Miami Dolphins. You got Spencer,
okay,
then you give him Hannah. That's a terrible move to me.
Terrible. He liked what he got in return. We had some a conversation.
Go ahead,
Fred.
I definitely got something I want to say. Go ahead, Fred. Worst move this season.
Worst in season move had to come from the Dolphins. They handcuffed us. They put our hands behind our back because the committee I'm speaking of was playing fortune teller with the Chargers, and they haven't been doing nothing but winning. So when they were so concerned about the top 5 pick, I am now top 15, but I gave up the world to get him. So I say that's the worst move that set my organization back, and I want to thank the committee for that.
Can I piggyback on that statement? He traded for a quarterback. How many yards does that quarterback have in San Diego? How many starts did he have?
He had Andrew Luck already.
Balling, actually. Balling.
Luck is starting.
Luck was hurt earlier.
No, Luck is not starting. Luck is on IR.
Luck is playing.
Nope.
He played against the Carolina Panthers.
The question I have is why he traded for a quarterback and he has Andrew Luck. That's two first rounds he traded for a quarterback.
Hold on.
You can't start both.
No.
At the end of the day, you can't fault a man for what he wants.
That's just business, but I mean, that's not a good trade.
At the end of the day, some people see things differently than we do. We can't be the general manager for other teams. You can't. It's one thing to be the committee to make sure nobody's doing nothing stupid to jeopardize their franchise, and it's another thing to play GM for another man's team because you see his vision, or his vision should be the committee's vision. So that's why I say that was the worst move from the Miami Dolphins.
But who made you do it?
I made the move out of spite because at the end of the day, the move was the reason why the Dolphins organization had to give so much up because the powers that be don't want to see the Miami Dolphins with a top five pick, top ten pick. The only person or the only team who can get a top five pick is people who win the Super Bowl, and I've never won one, so I can't win the Super Bowl. I have to win the Super Bowl to get a top five pick. I ain't never had one.
That's interesting. Now, to be fair, Chargers can lose the rest of his games and you still get a top five pick. So let's not go ahead and just crown the Chargers.
But they're on the winning streak right now. They're on
with
fight.
Luck. With luck, not your quarterback.
Let me ask Austin a question before you two dive into a brutal.
Y'all can hit each other up on the line.
Well, Austin, you know, I'm gonna say the move that really shocked me this off season. It was an off season, and as much as Prez want to piggyback off of how he was raped and had to give up the fortune. The only reason why you have to give up the fortune is because you had a hand gift Super Bowl a hand gift MVP wrapped to you when you gave up nothing in free agency. The Texans made the biggest move in offseason, the biggest mistake by not re-signing Mr. Patrick back to the franchise and allowing the Dolphins the leeway to get him, and that allowed you to make these trades for these quarterbacks once you got Mr. Patrick.
Agreed.
So you're winning now. The Texans, terrible shame on you for giving Mr. Patrick
terrible.
For nothing.
I already told her
nothing.
I got
MVP
one.
He may be on his way back to Houston at the end of the season. So he's finally going to be one and done in Miami. We're going to go get us the top seat. Patrick is on the block at the end of the season. We're going to get what we want. And we'll do by any means necessary. He out of here come the end of the season. when I be denied, they say when one door closed, a window open, baby, we going to climb through the window to get what we want.
Go ahead, Austin. Fred is crazy.
Steelers trading Le'Veon Bell to the Panthers.
Oh,
hello.
That's another.
You're right.
Let's stop this here. Let's stop this here. Because me and Prince say this weekend, we've been saying it for 2-3 seasons. These guys, I'm not going to include myself because I don't get into the trading sweepstakes. But every offseason, KT figure out some mind control trick on these guys
and lure good players away.
It's becoming sickening. Prince literally got sick in the studio. He was throwing up when he seen Odell Beckham was traded to the Panthers. He was sick in
him. He just DMs he gets him somehow.
You don't.
Go ahead, Fred.
And this is where I tip my hat off to KT because I never met a person who does not get attached. He just has no personal attachment to anybody on that team. Anybody can go for the right price when he ready. and so when you have that kind of flexibility as an organization, it's easy to come up with deals because you're willing to sacrifice your best player for what you want.
Yeah.
So that's why KT is so successful. And like I said, I don't know if you guys are into Star Wars, but KT is a true Jedi. He uses the Force. He tells them, you want to trade with me. You want to do the trade with me. And then they say they take KT back. They say, KT, I want to do the trade with you. It's just amazing how he is able to manipulate with his mind. And I tip my cap off to him. And I hate every team, especially these NFC teams. Y'all wonder why y'all can't get to the damn NFC championship, because y'all let him retool and power up. Well, I tell you what, send that stuff to the Packers organization. Send that stuff to the Dolphins organization. Don't send it to the Titans. Don't send it to the Patriots. You understand? Send that stuff to the Packers or the Dolphins. Those other two teams that I've mentioned, they don't need anything.
Are you kidding me?
None of your help to win. They don't need your help to win, but y'all just want to give it to them.
Are you kidding me right now?
We're
going
to have to call
KT
Luke Skywalker now. Jedi.
It's like he got my control.
These ain't my prayers. You two, come on. Both of you guys are better than y'all. Better than this. I'm just going to say that. Y'all better than this. I have to give KT props. He, for the beginning of the season, he's adamant he will never trade Beckham. He retires a Giant. And this man sit here and handed
and
to
then
the
he
guy
traded
who slapped him around.
Yep.
You have to understand, New York football trash has totally went to the landfill, okay? So it's no longer a dumpster. He is in the landfill. So when it gets murky, you know, down and dirty like that, I expect him to do irrational things because you can't think amongst all that muck. And it's unfortunate. Wow. And he will continue. He could have the number one pick two times for the next five seasons. Will is the equivalent of destroy, if you know what I mean. Hello, somebody.
Okay, real quick. This offseason and this season, the Super Bowl, the guy who went to the Super Bowl picked up 399 overall players, I think. How does that happen? You get Bell, Cam Newton, and Odell Beckham. How does that happen? What kind of idiots are in this league? And I'm being nice.
Yeah.
You mean
he threw it over
you, Brandon.
You
said he got 399. Cam Newton was already on the team, right?
No, Cam Newton's in Arizona. He had Joe Flacco last year. I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was on turbo.
See, that was one that just totally that you know what? I need to have a conversation with Tovar because I don't know what he's doing.
He's doing some of
the
records on that record.
Listen, sometimes you have to look. You have to pull a skin from that onion back and look beyond the record. What are you doing to the NFC? Because when you can't get through the Packers, you're not getting through the Panthers. You see what I'm saying? So why make them powerful? Make him struggle with Joe Flacco so you could have a chance. Now
and
you
Flacco
just gave
retired,
yourself no chance. Listen.
By the way,
he just gave him no chance. No chance in hell. Hello, somebody.
I'm going to say this quickly, and I'm going to give y'all a real quick question. Fred, Flacco retired, so KT didn't have a quarterback. He was scrambling at the bit, and this guy just handed him a 99 overall quarterback. I'll let you feed on that. Now, DJ, quickly, who you got in the Super Bowl? You got 46.
46. I'll take Titans, and I'm going to go with myself this year. If I don't believe in me, who going to believe in me?
Exactly. Austin, who you got in the Super Bowl?
Patriots, Packers.
Wow. Prez, who you got in the Super
Bowl? Same reason he said.
That's a real simple one. It's a real simple one. It'll be the Indianapolis Colts, even though they got murdered, but I understand the thought process in that game. The Indianapolis Colts and the Panthers, and I like – the Colts is the Panthers' Achilles heel, and I like the Colts to upset the Panthers.
Wow, that's the last word on the outside.
Wow.
Thank DJ M and Austin for joining the show. And we
my
out.
My check better not bounce
now,
either.
And we out.
It's bouncing. It's bouncing like a big, fat Susie booty. if you know what I mean.
DJ, and where she at, DJ?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Wait.
I gotta go. I gotta get Orlando. We'll be playing in a minute.
All right. What chocolate thunder, DJ?
You and Dito are